Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Earth, as we are going to observe with the year coming to an end, one of the reasons it's a great day is we are just one day closer to the end of what has been a terrible year for the country. Is it the worst year in history? We will get to that debate later. But right now, I am very proud to welcome somebody who can maybe help put the biggest single theme of 2020, which is the pandemic, which is the COVID-19 pandemic and the devastation that it's impacted on people's lives, on the economy, and all the rest of us. Alex Berenson became a friend of this show because of his superb book about the dangers, yes, dangers about marijuana use and the spreading epidemic of marijuana addiction. The book is called Tell Your Children. He's a former New York Times reporter, and he's achieved a great deal of publicity and a lot of pushback and censorship, yes, outright censorship of his views, because he's not a coronavirus skeptic. He doesn't believe it's a hoax, but he does believe that the way that governments have handled this coronavirus, and not just the U.S. government, but our state governments, our local governments, and to some extent governments around the world, but the handling of this virus has been deeply, deeply troubled and misguided. First of all, Alex, am I summarizing your position accurately so far?
Perfectly, Michael, perfectly.
Okay, good. I want to be fair in all this, because right now we've gotten to a level with the lockdowns. There was a judge's decision yesterday about California and some of the L.A. County rules against outdoor dining, and talking about them as irrational. It's the kind of thing you've been saying for months, really. What should we be doing instead of what we are doing?
Well, there should be a lot more humility by the public health establishment. There should be an understanding that this is a respiratory virus, that it's going to spread, that there's very little anybody can do about that. I mean, maybe if you're New Zealand and you're, you know, a minor country that locks down really early and you catch it, you can prevent it from being in the community. But once it's in the community, it's in the community. That's extremely clear from what's happened in Europe, South America, here. What we've seen is it's very interesting to me, because it seems like there's increasing frustration on both sides. You know, the public health establishment, just what they've done hasn't worked. And so instead of acknowledging, you know what, we've reached the limits of our power, they're just sort of screaming at people more and more loudly, you know, and that's why we're headed back into a second lockdown. And that's why, you know, there's very, very little evidence that masks do any good. Now, if the public health establishment were saying to people, look, if you want to wear a mask to protect yourself as part of sort of a suite of things that we'd like you to do, like staying inside, if you have symptoms or have a fever, that's really important. What we call respiratory etiquette, which basically means sneezing into your elbow, you know, wash your hands. Okay, like, that's all fine. That's not what's happened in the last 6 months, right? What's happened in the last 6 months is that mask wearing has become a religion. It's not the anti-maskers who've made this a religion. It's the people who are running around telling people you have to wear a mask, or you can't go in a store, or you can't be outside, or you can't be anywhere. And, you know, that's what Unreported Truths Part 3, what the new book was, is about. But this has been a problem from the beginning. And now, actually, the rubber's about to hit the road. And the reason is this. We have a vaccine coming, okay? In the UK, it's already been approved. It's going to be approved here very soon. You know, the first vaccine, second vaccine. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, okay? And I have to say, right now, the top-line data on this vaccine looks very good. We need the safety data. We really need to see what it says. We need to make sure that, you know, we're not being sort of told science by press release. But so far, the data looks good. And if the public health establishment handled this the right way, which would be to say, look, this is incredible. You know, look what we did here. Think about the polio vaccine. Like, this is a great advancement for humanity, but we're not going to make you take it. We'd like you to take it, and certainly if you're over 75, it looks like you really should take it. But we're not going to make anybody take it, and we're going to provide all the safety data. People, I think, you know, look, there's going to be some people who you can't convince, but there'd be a lot of people who'd be okay with that. Instead, what they're doing is exactly the mistake they've made with the lockdowns and with the masks. They're saying, we're going to stuff this down your throat. You know, you may need to prove you've been vaccinated to get on a plane or to go to college or to get a job, which basically means we're mandating this for adults, which is something we've never done with any vaccine before. And by the way, we're going to do it on our schedule. It's going to have to happen now, even though we don't actually even have the safety data out yet. So they are mishandling this and for this, it really matters because, you know, the lockdowns they can reverse. The masks are annoying and stupid and problematic, but they're not, you know, they don't really change anything. But if they create a backlash against this vaccine, as they are doing, they are not going to be able to fix it.
Okay, when you say they created backlash based on the vaccine, are you anticipating that, for instance, the United Kingdom, where they've already begun vaccinating people, and a lot of them, do you anticipate that they will have a backlash that would be even ahead of perhaps the American distribution of the vaccines?
I mean, you know, it's very early there, right? It's only been a couple of days, so we'll see what happens. But, you know, I can tell you people keep, you know, and obviously I'm hearing from a certain group of people who are upset about a lot of this stuff. But people keep saying, you know what, I'm really glad we have the Second Amendment. They're not making me take this. They're not making my family take this. And that, I mean, that is exactly what the public health establishment doesn't want. And yet their policies are provoking this, just as they provoked this fight over masks by not being honest about how limited the efficacy is, by insisting that people who don't want to wear these need to wear them. But again, if you think that that's bad, wait till they start telling people that their kids have to get this thing. Kids are, let's be clear, kids are at zero risk from this. They're essentially zero risk, okay? And to make children take this, it seems to me it's wrong. Okay, and again, I think you should be vaccinated for measles and other, you know, and rubella or, you know, measles, mumps, all those, you know, more serious illnesses for kids. And I am, but to force kids to take this or healthy adults is a mistake.
Okay, when you say it's a mistake to vaccinate kids, they obviously it's less pressing to vaccinate kids, but kids have grandparents. Kids sometimes have parents who may be suffering from comorbidities.
There's next to no evidence that this spreads from child to adult. It goes the other way because kids clear it so quickly. I mean, this is for kids. This is a cold. Okay, this is equivalent to trying to vaccinate kids against colds. And maybe in 2 or 3 years when we have like a full, you know, we've got a lot of safety data, we have a lot of, you know, then the risk benefit equation will be different. You'll be able to say, okay, kids should get this too, just on general principles. That is not where we are right now. This did not exist 1 year ago today. Okay, so
I don't know. Are they going to be treating teachers as in the first wave of public servants who are getting some kind of vaccination or not?
I don't think teachers are in the first wave. I think, you know, it's first responders in the first wave. Here's who we should be vaccinating. Okay, we should be vaccinating people over 75 who actually get sick and die from this in significant numbers. And, you know, those people should all be, you know, encouraged to take this thing. Again, I wouldn't force them to, but I'd say it's in your interest. It looks like the safety data is very good. Why don't you go ahead and do this? Okay. And by the way, you're outside of your reproductive years anyway. So, you know, to the extent we're concerned about that, it's not an issue for you. But as the further down the age range you go, the more, the more problematic the current public health authority stance is. And I think it's a big problem. And, you know, I haven't written about this in the way, again, that I've written about masks in the first, you know, in the third booklet or lockdowns in the second booklet. But they are making a mistake.
Okay, so what, again, I want to get back to my initial question to you. Is right now we just had an extension, a 3-week extension of a semi-comprehensive lockdown in the state of Washington. The question is, where do you go from this? What do you do while you're waiting for the vaccines to be deployed? what would be the right strategy for public health authorities? If you can stay with me and try to answer that question, I'd appreciate it. Speaking to Alex Berenson, former New York Times reporter and author of the book Tell Your Children and various booklets that are now available, Beating Censorship, on the coronavirus. Coming up. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I wanted to focus on two things. I mean, one is you're of course very well known to your skepticism about masks.
Sure.
And number two, and we'll get back to that in just a moment, but number two I'd like to do first, which is we are now in a situation where before we have a dramatic ability to inoculate, say, the first 20 million people. I know that Joe Biden has committed to trying to inoculate 100 million Americans in his first 100 days as president. But that first 100 days as president brings us to the middle of next year.
Yeah.
What would you recommend in terms of lockdown policies, in terms of limitations on where we go and what we do and restaurants and massage parlors and hair salons and all the rest of it between now and, say, next May, when we may have enough people vaccinated to make a real difference?
So I'd recommend nothing. No limitations, okay? There's several reasons for that. First of all, it's not 100 million. It's 50 million people. It's 100 million shots because it's two shots per vaccine. So here's the thing. It is quite likely. We don't know because we have been terrible about doing good antibody testing. But it is quite likely that more than 100 million people in the United States have already gotten this illness and recovered from it. Okay, depending on, you know, which antibody to PCR test ratio you want to go with. We know there are 15 million positive PCR tests already. It could be between 100 and 150 million. It's certainly 75 million or more. Okay, that means that, and children, people under 18 are at zero risk. Okay, so the adult population, which is 260 million people, it is quite likely that somewhere between 30 and 50% of the population has already gotten this and recovered from it. We are much closer to herd immunity than people realize. And so.
Okay.
And so yes.
Okay. So basically, you're suggesting that this entire lockdown apparatus and structure that has been set up across the country with the participation of nearly all public leaders, Republicans and Democrats and conservatives and liberals, people who participate in this, it's all misguided, and we'd be better off with no restrictions. Going back, for instance, to Seahawks games. Well,
what good has it done? In Florida, there's basically been, you know, no restrictions since September. Florida's done better than most of the rest of the country since September. Okay. The initial goal of this, Michael, don't forget what the initial goal of all of this was. It was to prevent hospital overrun. The hospitals have not been overrun. All those fancy...
But they are on the verge of... They're being overrun right now.
No, they are not.
I'm sorry. I've spoken to hospital administrators who genuinely are facing that kind of situation here in Washington State, and we're not one of the most hard-hit states.
They are, look at the overall hospital capacity, look at the overall number of beds that are available. They are not close to being overrun, okay? At most, in some places, and this really isn't happening that much, they may want to pull back on elective surgeries, okay? There is just no evidence of what you're saying. If you go into a hospital anywhere in this country, now there may be, you know, there might be one exception in El Paso, Texas, or something like that, where they're getting a lot of cases, you know, from people who, you know, who are American citizens but got into Mexico, fine. Aside from a very, very limited number of cases, hospitals are functioning normally. They're sort of reasonably full for this time of year. Okay, there's 7,000 people on ventilators with COVID in the United States. The United States has 330 million people. There's 20,000 people in ICU beds. That's the most recent data. Okay, the hospitals are not being overrun. It's not close. Now,
you can say in two weeks,
maybe they will be, but that's been said since March, and it's been wrong since March.
Okay, when you say it's been said since March and it's been wrong since March, let's say you're in position of trying to be a decision maker for a state, local, or county government. In other words, if you were told the same report from people who are actually running these hospitals, and they are genuinely worried and they are exhausted. Again, I have my daughter-in-law is a nurse who works at a hospital in one of the front line, one of the frontline hospitals, one of the first hospitals to deal with a lot of these cases. And you said, what did we accomplish through the lockdowns previously? Do you think that the reduction in activity and the caution and, yes, the mask wearing that basically started last spring had no role in reducing the rate of infection and death? It was just a natural phenomenon?
Yep. I think it had basically no role. If it had a role, then how come, you know, we're at 100,000 hospitalizations now? Okay, basically, the entire United States is masked right now. Okay, if you look at the data, people are wearing masks inside everywhere, even in red states, but especially in blue states. Okay, this virus, masks don't work to prevent people from getting the virus. The virus is too small and airborne.
Okay, again, it's not a question of prevent. It's a question, isn't it a question of reducing the chances? And you're saying that you don't believe that wearing a mask is an extra level of caution?
There's no evidence that it works. There isn't.
Okay, that is not the message right now from Johns Hopkins or the CDC or from any of the other authorities.
I know. Guess what? It was the message before March. Okay, just like before March, no one believed in lockdowns. Everything has changed.
Okay, I don't think there's any question at all that inconsistency and wobbling and going from one thing to another and a lack of clear messages from our leadership and going right to the very top has been a huge problem in handling this. It clearly has. And there was a judge who just made the statement in L.A. County about the inconsistency and the equivocation and the uncertainty that is involved with all of these governmental mandates. And fair enough. But you responded to, is this today, to Governor Wolf? You had a famous response to his tweet.
The governor
of Pennsylvania said, during a routine test yesterday, I tested positive for COVID-19. I have no symptoms and am feeling well, and I am in isolation at home. I am following CDC and Department of Health guidelines. Francis has been tested. I assume that's his wife. And as we await the result, is quarantining at home with me. And response from Alex Berenson, I have no symptoms. The plague so fierce you have to be tested to know you have it. I actually know people who have had it, who were close to death and extremely sick. And what about the phenomenon of long haulers? Isn't it dubious to try to downplay the number of people who have long-term impact?
If you get sick enough to be on a ventilator in an ICU, you're going to have a recovery period. There's no question about that. The phenomenon that supposedly you can get this and not know you have it and not have a positive PCR test, and then 2 months later you get your antibodies tested and you come back positive and you decide that you're sick, there's a lot of reason to question those stories. Okay,
but I hope that you and everybody else listening to us is that lucky that if we get the virus, we don't know it. That's Alex Berenson, former New York Times reporter, author of Tell Your Children. So what about this judge's order, and what about the situation with the lockdowns in California and elsewhere? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The American people are hurting. We're in the thick of one of the worst national crises in modern memory.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking there on the Senate floor on Wednesday regarding a new coronavirus stimulus package. The Kentucky Republican continues.
They need the House and the Senate to stop chasing our tails and make a law. We've spent July, August, September, October, and November trying different ways to create common ground.
Federal antitrust authorities in dozens of states are filing antitrust lawsuits accusing Facebook of illegally trampling competitors and buying up emerging rivals to secure the dominance of its 2.7 million member social network. The FTC is expected to file its own suit against Facebook in D.C. federal court. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved Show breaking news from the Wall Street Journal. Hunter Biden, the surviving son of President-elect Joe Biden, issued a statement just now that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware is, quote, investigating my tax affairs. Hunter Biden said he takes the matter very seriously and is confident that a professional and objective review of these matters will demonstrate that I handled my affairs legally and appropriately. And I certainly, for the sake of the president-elect and for the sake of the administration, the new administration, getting off to less than a disastrous start, which a disastrous start for any administration, I don't care what your politics are, the same way that whatever side you're on, you want a new president to be successful, because you don't want the country to be successful. But one of the things that is reassuring about this, I think, is that if Hunter Biden is currently being investigated by a United States Attorney's Office, if there is any attempt to interfere with that investigation by an incoming administration or a new attorney general or by this attorney general, by anyone, that would be outrageous, because one of the obvious bases for this entire republic is for people to have the same exposure to the law. and the same responsibility for following the dictates of law. And if Hunter Biden has a fraudulent in any way or illegal or negligent tax reports and tax returns, well, then it's going to come out and he's going to face very serious trouble. And there is no sense in which it makes any sense at all for his prominent father, who is about to become president of the United States, to involve himself in any way, certainly in defense of his son. I mentioned before, we're talking about the lockdown and the coronavirus. This is what Governor Jay Inslee sounded like in the state of Washington, announcing the extension of COVID-19 restrictions for another 3 weeks. This is clip four, Jeremy.
A three-week extension of the current restrictions, as well as an economic aid additional package to help the people who are having difficult times as a result of these restrictions. This is because we remain concerned about COVID activity, and we still do not have a clear picture of the situation following the Thanksgiving weekend. So it is a three-week extension. It is possible that we would be able to recalibrate before then if we have significant improvement, but we don't know enough yet about the pandemic's course and trajectory to be able to do that. So this remains an extremely alarming situation.
Okay. Yes, it does. Of course, the restrictions here in the state of Washington are not as severe as the ones in Southern California. And there's this story from California. A judge yesterday issued a blistering rebuke to Los Angeles County public health officials racing to control COVID-19 spread, saying an indefinite ban on outdoor dining, which was announced at the end of November, was unsupported by any findings and was an abuse of emergency powers. The restaurant closure order is an abuse of the department's emergency powers, is not grounded in science, evidence, or logic, and should be adjudicated to be unenforceable as a matter of law, wrote Los Angeles Superior Court Judge James G. Chalfant in a tentative ruling issued yesterday to a legal challenge from the California Restaurant Association. The tentative ruling to block the indefinite ban, boy, that's a lot of speculative. It's a tentative ruling to block an indefinite ban? Okay. The tentative ruling to block the indefinite ban won't have immediate practical consequences for Los Angeles area restaurants, as the county is now under a temporary stay-home order tied to the region's quickly diminishing ICU capacity, intensive care unit capacity. But it marks a symbolic and legal victory for those challenging the emergency powers flexed by state and local officials, and a rare setback for public health authorities facing a worsening crisis. The judge's 73-page assessment found that the county failed to justify its decision to shutter outdoor dining or to perform a required risk-benefit analysis about the restriction. The judge also wrote that the county's logic behind the closure ignores the outdoor nature of the activity, which the CDC says carries only a moderate risk. End quote. This is all obviously tremendously problematic for individuals, your own planning. Again, what Governor Inslee was talking about there was the apparent conclusion that most people did travel on Thanksgiving. In other words, it fell off very dramatically, but there were a very high number of Americans who ignored the urging of public health officials not to travel on Thanksgiving. And there's still a concern that that may have been Thanksgiving, an ultimate super spreader event. Of course, people are looking forward to Christmas. I don't know what the public health officials are going to say in terms of direction about that. The point about the entire pandemic right now seems to me to be good news. The good news of the development of the vaccines that really can help people and help protect people who are vulnerable, and that's coming. But the question is, does that mean that you abandon any attempts to limit the spread of the virus and because you know that ultimately you're going to get the vaccine? Well, people can get sick and die between now and next year. The fact is we need some concerted help. We need some planning. And for goodness sake, we need not to play politics. The Democrats have played politics with this shamelessly. And you know who admitted it? Dick Durbin. Listen to Senator Durbin. This is clip three. Basically admitting that the Democrats turned down previous relief bills regarding this particular relief package for the suffering economy. Listen.
The Democrats turned down a deal from the White House for $1.8 trillion because Schumer and Pelosi wanted $2.2 trillion. Now you're looking at a compromise deal of about half of the White House offered, $908 billion. We don't even know if we're going to be able to see that passed. Looking back, was it a mistake for Pelosi and Schumer to turn down $1.8 trillion?
There was some exuberance involved because an election was coming, and they were both outbidding one another and trying to find some common ground. They didn't reach that point. But to return to those pre-election days and sentiments, political sentiments, is very difficult.
Okay, what he's saying is there was exuberance about an election coming. They were confident that they were going to win control of the Senate and they were going to win the presidency so they could have whatever they wanted. And again, what the acknowledgement here is that the Democrats were relying upon overconfidence and were relying that they could get their way if they just waited things out. This may be very problematic estimation because now, because of a decision made by the president-elect, the Democrats may not even have such firm control of the House of Representatives. We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago. And we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Michael Medved show, there is more breaking news. The Dallas Morning News is reporting that 17 states now side with Texas in that Supreme Court lawsuit where the 4 states that are being basically attacked by Texas because they Texas alleges administered the vote counting improperly and unconstitutionally. The 17 states siding with Texas are all, of course, Republican-controlled states with Republican attorneys general. And the purpose of the lawsuit is to try to overturn the Biden wins in Wisconsin and Georgia and Michigan and Pennsylvania. Okay, the 17 states filed that motion today, backing Texas's long-shot legal effort to get the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the election results. Earlier in the day, President Trump tweeted he would join Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's lawsuit, which effectively asks the high court to throw out 10.4 million ballots from voters who picked Biden over Trump in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Officials in those states called the lawsuit a baseless stunt. The Supreme Court has given them until 3 p.m. tomorrow to file responses. That's 3 p.m. Eastern time. President Trump tweeted, "We will be intervening in the Texas plus many other states case. This is the big one. Our country needs a victory. This is the case that everyone's been waiting for. It is very strong." The president tweeted, "All criteria met. How can you have a presidency when a vast majority think the election was rigged?" The important thing about this suit for people to understand is that it doesn't allege fraud. This is not a suit about fraud. We had a caller from Snohomish, Washington, who called in, was very concerned about fraud and the stories about somebody in a panel truck that had ballots in it and ballots appearing all of a sudden from nowhere. And the various eyewitnesses in a very, very big country where you had 150, 160 million people voting, close to. And it was close to 160 million people voting. Of course, I am sure there are examples of people who cheated one way or another in different states. When I say one way or another, do I believe that it's only Democrats who were sloppy and made mistakes in vote counting? No, it's human nature. It happens. The question in this lawsuit is not whether there were individual examples of sloppy election supervision. The question is whether the rules that were set before the election by the election officials in those four states, whether those rules comported with the Constitution of the United States. And the position of virtually every legal scholar you can find in this country is that it is extraordinarily unlikely for the Supreme Court, including those justices who were appointed by President Trump, Amy Coney Barrett and Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch, it's very unlikely that any of those justices or any justices on the court will want to intervene to order a new election. And the state lawsuit says states have a strong interest in ensuring that the votes of their own citizens are not diluted by the unconstitutional administration of elections in other states. If they were convinced that the elections were unconstitutional in the way they were being administered, then, of course, the right thing to say would have been to challenge those rules when they were made, which was months before the election, not after the election happened and the results were known. The Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Cowell mocked Texas's motivation by invoking a memorable 1967 playoff game that the Dallas Cowboys, get it, Texas, lost to the Green Bay Packers, get it, Wisconsin, 21-17. He tweeted, the Attorney General of Wisconsin, "I feel sorry for Texans that their tax dollars are being wasted on such a genuinely embarrassing lawsuit. Texas is as likely to change the outcome of the Ice Bowl as it is to overturn the will of Wisconsin voters in the 2020 presidential election." And then they add in the Dallas Morning News, "Democratic critics have speculated that Attorney General Paxton's lawsuit is a bid to curry favor with Trump in hopes of receiving a preemptive pardon. The FBI is investigating allegations by former senior staffers that Paxton used the Attorney General's office to benefit a campaign donor. Paxton has already been under indictment for more than 5 years on state criminal charges involving securities fraud. The presidential pardon power wouldn't help him with those charges. It could only help him with the new charges the FBI is investigating. Rather than focus on his own problems, he's going all in on the completely unfounded Trump actually won narrative," read a fundraising email from the House Democratic Campaign Committee. So this should be resolved by the end of the week. And they should certainly have some kind of settlement. They need it desperately to keep the government operating by the end of the week. One thing that is still operating is Goya Foods. Do you remember this issue? This was actually it shows that people can have a sense of humor even in the midst of political combat. The Goya Foods CEO, Bob Unanu, said this week that Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had been selected to be the company's employee of the month.
And the winner is...
yes, AOC. Why? Because she tried to launch a boycott against the company. And as a result of her boycott against the company, she wanted to boycott the company because the president of the company in July praised President Donald Trump during a visit to the White House. He said, we're all truly blessed at the same time to have a leader like President Trump, who is a builder, said the CEO during a speech after a roundtable with Trump and other Hispanic leaders. And, of course, this was one of the undoubted successes for the Trump campaign. They did much better with Hispanic voters than they did 4 years earlier. Goya Foods bills itself as the country's largest Hispanic-owned food company. Some Latinos expressed disappointment with the CEO's praise for a president who they say continually attacks Latinos. Oh, look, it's the sound of me Googling how to make your own adobo, Ocasio-Cortez said on Twitter following the roundtable, later sharing an alternative recipe. In any event, she supported this boycott. The result of the boycott has been a great and notable increase in sales. When she boycotted us, our sales actually increased 1,000%, so we gave her an honorary. We were never able to hand it to her in person. She got Employee of the Month for bringing attention to Goya and to our adobo. I'm sorry, I don't know what adobo is, but I am sure it is a bean base, because I think that's what Goya Foods does mostly, is bean-based food. And so I'm sure it's a bean-based delicacy. Okay. Our history store has just been going like gangbusters, and I'm thrilled to see that. And one of the things that we're going to have to do at some point after this election is settled is to do a history program about contested elections in the United States. Because really we have had others, not in quite the same way. And in fact, the others both sorted themselves out in ways that people didn't expect. But at MedVet History Store, some of the greatest landslides in American history and what made them possible, that's one of our history programs. And right now, there's a special sale. This is great holiday gift giving. You can get gift certificates, or you can get for 60% off over 100 hours of fascinating storytelling from the MedVet History Store, our complete history library. Lowest price has ever been offered, 60% off or 25% off anything else. Just go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for MedVet History Store, and happy holidays all across this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.